This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Silver Wedding by Maeve Binchy. Silver Wedding by Maeve Binchy. Chapter 1. Anna. Anna knew that he was doing his best to be interested. She could read his face so well. This was the same look she saw on his face when older actors would come up and join them in the club and tell old tales about people long gone. Joe tried to be interested then, too. It was a welcoming, courteous, earnest look, hoping that it passed as genuine interest, hoping that the conversation wouldn't last too long. "I'm sorry, I'm going on a bit," she apologised. She pulled a funny face at him as she sat at the other end of the bed, dressed only in one of his shirts, the Sunday papers and a breakfast tray between them. Joe smiled back, a real smile this time. "No, it's nice that you're so het up about it. It's good to care about families." He meant it, she knew. In his heart, he thought it was a good thing to care about families, like rescuing kittens from trees, and beautiful sunsets, and big collie dogs. In principle, Joe was in favour of caring about families, but he didn't care at all about his own. He wouldn't have known how many years his parents were married. He probably didn't know how long he had been married himself. Something like a silver anniversary would not trouble Joe Ash. Anna looked at him with the familiar feeling of tenderness and fear. Tender and protective, he looked so lovely lying there against the big...